Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, March 12, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. 10 terrorist bombs ripped through Madrid, Spain, killing more than 180 people and injuring around 1,000. Doug Bozong worked in Spain with Greater Europe Mission and says while the events are tragic, he's praying for spiritual openness.
It affects their psyche. I mean, Spaniards, like most people, love life, and something of this magnitude has got to shake the society. I would hope, it would be my prayer, that Spaniards would begin to consider their own mortality and their need for Christ.
Next, Cambodia's painful scars are still present despite renewed political stability in 1998. Far East Broadcasting Company's Jim Bowman says after years of trying to upgrade their radio ministry, they had a breakthrough this month.
We're finally operating a 10-kilowatt FM station there, and this is a tremendous place for an FM outreach because this is one of the few countries in that area of the world that is fairly flat. So with your 10 kilowatts that just started up 2 weeks ago from Phnom Penh, you should be able to reach probably half the population of the country.
And AMG International recently expanded its regional broadcasting license of Canali 7, a radio station in Cyprus. The move allows them to reach more than 300,000 people with the hope of the gospel. The team is working to get a license that will allow a broadcast to the entire island. Combining Christian messages and music with news and discussion of issues that concern Cyprus from a Christian perspective, the station is heard in many places on the island. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.